You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Little Seedling Show. I'm your host, Monica. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Boys and girls, what do all good things begin with? A prayer! Boys and girls, repeat after me in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come into our show today. So that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. Amen. On today's show, we are going to learn the Bible story of Jonah and the whale. It's about a boy named Jonah and how he tried to hide from God. Boys and girls, we will learn that we can't hide anything from God. And when we do something wrong, instead of trying to forget about it or hide from it, God wants us to tell him about it and to ask him for forgiveness. Let's hear the story. Jonah and the whale. One day, God asked a man named Jonah to go to a place called Nineveh and tell the people living there to stop being bad. The only problem was that Jonah didn't want to help the people there. He knew that they were bad and he wanted them to be punished for their mistakes. So instead of listening to God, Jonah thought he would run away and not do what God asked him. He ran to the sea, where he found a ship. The ship was going to another city. He paid the captain, went into the lower part of the boat, and went to sleep. Shortly after the boat left the shore, a very bad storm came and started tossing the boat around. All the men were very afraid, and all the women were very afraid. They started to throw their packages and bags over the ship in hopes that they wouldn't drown. The captain soon came to find Jonah, who was still asleep. He said to Jonah, "How can you sleep? Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he can help us." The captain didn't realize that Jonah didn't just believe in any God, but the one true God, and that he could help them. Meanwhile, the other sailors decided that the storm was Jonah's fault.
"He must have done something wrong to make this God so angry."
So they asked Jonah,
"What have you done? What God do you believe in? What can we do to make this storm stop?"
Jonah told them, "I believe in the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land, and I am running away from something God asked me to do. It's my fault this is happening. If you throw me into the sea, the storm will stop." People didn't want to hurt Jonah by throwing him off the boat, so they tried to row the best they could. But the storm, it just got worse. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea. The storm immediately stopped. The men on the boat realized that Jonah believed in the one true God and prayed to him. The captain and the crew looked out to the sea, and a whale came and swallowed up Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
God actually sent the fish to keep Jonah from drowning. Jonah stayed in the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Just think for a second, what would it be like to be inside a fish? There are no windows, lots of strange things floating around, and it must be so dark. Other than that, I'm not sure what it would be like, but Jonah probably didn't know if he would ever see daylight again. While Jonah was trapped inside the fish, he did a lot of praying to God. He asked God to forgive him for running away. He also thanked God for not allowing him to drown.
In the belly of a whale, oh please hear my cry. Never will I hide, your word will be my guide. From the belly of a whale.
After the third day, God told the fish to spit Jonah out onto dry land. And the fish did just that. Jonah was happy to be out of the dark belly of the fish. But boy, did he need a shower. He was slimy and smelly. Then the Lord told Jonah a second time to go to Nineveh and tell the people there to stop being bad. This time, Jonah obeyed God and left for Nineveh right away. When Jonah got there, he told the people what had happened to him. He warned them that God said that they should stop doing bad things, or in 40 days, the city and everything in it would be destroyed. Soon the king of Nineveh heard what was going on, and he ordered that everyone listen to God and stop doing bad things. And when God saw that they were trying to do good instead of bad, he felt love for them and did not destroy their city.
What can I do to thank you, Lord? What offer can I make? Look in my heart and you will find my life is yours to take. In the belly of a whale, 2 days have gone by. I promise to be true.
Was good listening, boys and girls. Two thumbs up. Now it's time to turn it up for God. Here's the song of the day. Boys and girls. And remember, face your fears just like Jonah. Be a superhero for God. Dun da da da! Well, I'm Monica. That's all for today, folks. Bye!
Have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.